Hi guys, it's another week, and this week I'm doing something different. It's a collabo with a friend of mine. You know, people have been sending me emails and then saying, "Blessing, talk about relationships." So you asked, I'm delivering. I mean, that's how stars do, you know, in it.
In it.
So yeah, I'll let my friend, you know, introduce herself. And yeah, Carol, go.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
My name is Caroline. I'm 24.
Ooh.
I'm a recent graduate of Doctoral Pharmacy program. At the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Please, not just Caroline, Doctor.
Oh yeah, yeah. Doctor Caroline, that's my name.
Thank you. Carol, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about relationships.
Ooh.
That feeling that makes people run mad sometimes. Okay, it's not really a feeling, it's a relationship.
They're all involved.
Yeah,
they're all involved.
Family, friends, boyfriends, husbands, they can all drive you mad. So we are talking about that here.
Okay, so can you like define a relationship? Like maybe probably what a relationship means to you.
Okay, so to me, a relationship is a connection between two people. A time basically understanding each other, loving each other unconditionally.
Oh,
in spite of all the bad things.
The key word, unconditionally. Unconditionally. Yeah. I hope you guys are listening. Caroline is, you know, giving us pressure. So yeah.
Yeah, making compromises when necessary and everything. Bettering each other.
Yeah. I like that. I like your definition. Unconditionally. Wow. Listen, we just
learned
something today. Okay, so, Cara, are there like certain compromises that you would want to make in a relationship, at least for your partner's sake?
Relationship, I think, is about compromises. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there specifics?
Specifics? Probably not. I don't think there are specifics. Like, probably when a situation arises, you think you have to compromise on this, then you compromise. If I don't think you have to plan on such situations you are going to compromise on.
Okay.
Maybe because of the love you feel for the person, you decide that, okay, let me just compromise on this thing, even though I wouldn't want to. Situation.
So if your partner has like probably body odor or mouth odor, how would you handle that? Like
my partner has body odor. My partner of how many like duration?
Maybe just started like little by little, and yeah, you see that.
Okay, so the body or mouth odor started little by little.
Mm-hmm.
So the person didn't have it at first.
Why the person had it at first?
But I didn't notice all. What's going on? Why didn't I notice?
Okay.
Anyway, so
you were carried away, as you said, feeling and things.
Yeah, feeling. You were blind. Your nose were blocked to the smell. Anyway, so I think this is the deal. Because I think I will help the person. I'll try and help the person to overcome it. Yeah. Because it's something you can overcome.
Yeah.
It's not something, this is not like one of those things that you can't change or yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I will definitely help the person to overcome it. That is if the person is ready to accept input.
Because some people are just adamant.
And if you're adamant and you don't want to, then
it's your personal problem.
And the relationship is on the rocks.
Exactly.
I can't also be staying with someone.
Thank you very much.
So,
do you have a problem with probably sleeping with the lights off or on?
No, actually.
You don't mind.
Whether the lights are on or off. But then, I hate the cold. So that time someone was talking about the fact that when you are choosing your partner, you need to choose a partner who can sleep in the AC, or let me say the AC for people who can afford the AC. So let's say your partner likes the cold, because some people prefer the cold weather when they are sleeping, so that they can, I don't know what they feel,
cuddling and things.
So they feel like they prefer the cold. So then maybe if they have an AC in their bedroom, they'll probably want the low temperatures. So yeah, but I don't like the cold. Like literally my finger, like my fingers.
So you're cold intolerant.
Like, yeah, yeah. They start freezing and stuff. So I don't like. So yeah, the cold is, yeah. I don't think I'll be ready to compromise on, because I can't sleep. So what are we going to do about that?
I know, right?
Yes.
What about toilet seat?
Let's see.
Honestly, up or down? Because me, I want it to always be down, and then my partner keeps. I think we'll have to get two bathrooms. Or, no, two toilets, because I don't want to be getting angry at little things. You get.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, do you mind?
I don't mind. Because it can be up, down, in the middle, anywhere.
How can it be?
Anywhere. Basically, I'm not trying to say it can be anywhere. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really mind. Okay. Just don't soil the toilet seat.
Thank you. That one too is fast.
When you're doing your do.
Please, what do did they do?
They do that they do. What oh, men okay. do.
Alright. What about toothpaste? You know, some people, I don't know, they use their the toothpaste middle, from the middle or from the tip. So
honestly, me, I use where I feel like me. Like I don't like I use when like when I take it. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not a morning person. So in the morning I'm already annoyed. I don't have time to now be looking. And probably in the evening, I'll probably check and use it from the bottom part.
I always use mine like from the bottom part. And then
okay.
if my partner uses his from the middle, I think we'll have to get to. I'm serious. Like that one did. It doesn't
it's
work
just
for
toothpaste.
Me.
Come on.
I know, but
you're not compromising on it.
Probably, I don't know. Call it OCD or anything, but
you can't get two toothpaste though.
Exactly, it's not even expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one is part. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your partner having a bestie. Your say on that.
This bestie thing, we all know. And we know like we all know this like it doesn't work. Or like I don't say it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe some people have, but it doesn't work. It's my especially if the person is a single bestie. Mm-hmm. Even the married bestie to is a different thing. But if the person's a single bestie, I feel like mm-hmm. a person will still be expecting the same relationship he had mm-hmm. she had with my partner. And now I'm in the picture. So then probably you need to back up. Like you need to see road and pack yourself something.
I know.
So
right?
then I'll be looking like the one coming to separate you guys or something like that.
Yeah.
And the whole bestie thing too doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you are partners with someone, you guys should be besties. Not like besties like I've known you for a long time,
yeah.
bestie or something like that. But you should be comfortable with the person enough to share your secrets,
yeah.
enough to be you around the person. Isn't that what a bestie is about?
Exactly.
Probably you guys have memories. Mm-hmm. Like for those with a long kind of bestie. Long
childhood and
yeah, long childhood. Though they have child, it's nice. Oh, I feel like I actually prefer that kind of thing where we've always been like childhood besties, growing up and being partners for life. It's
yeah,
very nice.
Yeah.
It's very
because I mean, there's really something that the person. Maybe you have a bestie mm-hmm. and then there's something you saw in me that you didn't see in your bestie and then
exactly.
you are choosing me
mm-hmm.
over your bestie
exactly.
so like I mean that should say something
exactly
in a relationship yeah.
yeah so I don't get why you have a partner and you have a bestie because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work because I really like me and you we are already in an intimate relationship
exactly
you can't be in another intimate relationship with your bestie because
mm-hmm.
being a bestie with someone is a sort of intimacy so
yeah, so.
Yeah that's my
and especially like if maybe I or someone you are dating is a jealous lover like you can't
exactly.
be sharing our time
exactly.
like with your bestie
exactly.
it's totally I don't know
that's what I'm saying the bestie will still be thinking she has the guy's attention all the time. Meanwhile, you're not seeing that someone here
needs
more.
And then, like,
attention.
There's this thing I see in movies, and then, like, let's say I'm spending time with my partner, and then my partner's bestie calls, oh, hey, dear, I need you to come over, and then you leave. You leave me there and then you're running over to your bestie. I mean, I think that, I mean, that just says
that's
it.
What I'm
like,
saying. You can't have a bestie when you're in a relationship, like a serious,
mm-hmm.
That's a serious relationship.
Yeah, that's the key word. Serious.
With someone. Because
mm-hmm.
that person should be number one. Maybe,
mm-hmm.
probably not, like, no, know, let's leave the whole family thing, but
yeah,
number one in terms of your bestie, yeah, that person should be number one. So if you have me and you have a bestie, then you yourself will be confused,
because
you wouldn't know who to choose at certain times, because maybe the time that your bestie will call and she needs you, I probably need you more, so you probably need to sit your ass down and be there.
That's where compromise also comes in.
Compromise. Just don't have a bestie. I think
that's just safe, at least for our sanity.
Have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood friend.
Yeah.
All do have childhood friends. That's enough. No bestie.
Right. True that. Yeah. So your partner cheats on you. Would you break up? Would you? Would the relationship go ahead? Or
this question is very dicey.
Yeah.
No, right?
It is.
So let me stick to the boyfriend girlfriend side.
Oh yeah, we're sticking to boyfriend.
Since the marriage,
we're not married.
Yeah, you get it. Not gotten. We don't know the ins and outs. Let's stick to the boyfriend. So, cheating. Why do you cheat? Okay, they say girls cheat, but me, I'm talking about guys cheating. Yeah, I don't know about the girls cheating. Honestly, I'm oblivious to that one. So the guys cheating. Like, why do you cheat?
Because they blame it on genetics.
Because you know when you cheat, you hurt the person, right? Like I want to, like, do they know? Or at that time, you're just thinking about your pleasure. Because you hurt the person you claim to love.
True.
So, like, it doesn't make any sense that you want to cheat on someone that you love. Someone that you want to see happy at all times and all that, yeah. And, the whole, when you cheat, like, it's like when you cheat, you take something out of the relationship, like the trust.
Word. Preach, sister.
The trust that is like between the two of you, like it fades away, whether you like it or not, whether you think you can later come back and make up for it or something, it will fade away. Yeah, like as I saw something that someone said about her mother saying that anytime your partner cheats on you and you forgive the person will probably love you more. That's probably but you will be loving the person less every time, because you will now be losing your trust. You know that love is not like is more of the attraction thingy. Love is more when you've built, like, you trust the person
over time,
when true. You like, you know that this person, like, has got me. So, like, if you cheat, I forgive you. If you cheat, I keep losing that trust, and the love will be going along with it. So if you cheat and I forgive you, you may probably be loving me more. That's probably, anyway, some people won't be loving you more. They'll even be taking you for a common rug that they can step on. That's even probably.
So probably a second chance, and after that we're done.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I mean, nobody wants to go through that phase. Nobody wants their partner to bring STD home. You know,
tell them that.
Like, there are so many things involved in cheating.
You know,
like,
that it's very difficult for women to cure STDs, right?
True.
When they come, so
yeah,
you can't bring it to me,
doctor,
and now I'll be the one suffering. You get me? I'll be the one suffering. So probably I'll forgive you once, but that will be it.
Yeah,
that would be it. Because the twice and things that if you can cheat on me twice, what shows that you can't cheat on me like five
again
times,
and again,
seven
true.
Times and all that? The ones probably,
seven times, dear.
Some people now countless. I'm on the berry, dude,
and then they'll give you money, and then it's like, I mean, it's not. I don't need them. I mean, like, sometimes, like. Okay, most times money makes a relationship nicer and all that. But if I don't have a partner to myself, what's now the essence of the money?
Well, like, probably the person came for the money. That's probably the person really needs the money.
That's
from
another
you.
Angle.
Yeah. But in a relationship, you are both, like, you should be able to sustain yourself.
Yeah, we're talking about under normal circumstances.
Yeah. So, basically,
okay.
That's it.
So, Carol, are there, like, first date tips that you would.
About
y'all, you haven't talked. Okay, for first date tips, like, I would want you to be on time. Please don't be late. Don't keep me waiting. Like, I don't want to get maybe all ready and all that. Especially, I know, like, sometimes something might come up, you know. At least send a text. You can't just leave me, like, hanging there. I've drawn my eyebrows mid-year. I can spend, like, 30 minutes I'm drawing eyebrows.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
When I'm done, and then you are, like, I'm just there. Like, you are not even, maybe I'm calling and then you're not even picking up, and maybe at some time your number is no longer reachable, please, at least the least you can do is send a text. I mean, social media has made everything so easy these days. Just said, please, I'll just be late, probably 30 minutes or something. Then, I don't know, for me, it doesn't have to be something fancy.
Okay.
I mean, work within your limits. I mean, do at least, it's the memories that count, you know. Me, I don't mind a home-cooked meal, and we're all, you know, getting to know each other, and I don't know about that part.
Oh god.
So yeah, I don't mind, like, I mean, it's just the memories that just count, like, just let us just be happy, we're getting to know each other, and I feel I don't mind. It doesn't have to be something, you know, fancy. Just work. You don't have to impress, get me the whole world, get me a Porsche or a Ferrari, you know.
But just this.
So yeah, at least those are the two, like, I hold really dear to my heart.
So,
for you,
for me, the time thing, I'm a very, like, I don't say I'm a late person. But I mostly don't get to functions on time, so yeah. Probably will be late.
African will be late. With African time. Mindset.
I probably will be late, yeah. But that means you can't be late, right? If I am late. You can't be late.
Send a text, Carol. Send a text that you'll
be late. You will call me and I'll tell you I'm on my way. Because I am on my way.
So, on your way, dear, then you're drawing eyebrows.
I will tell you I will send you a text, definitely. But because I will be late, you can't be late anyways. Because if both of us are late, then we probably have the thing way later than planned. And in a relationship, how is that going to work if both of us are late people? We'll never get to anywhere on time. If I'm a late person, you need to be an early person. So you can push me to be an early person.
Alright. Please, Carol, I also want, if it's a first day, please, you have to also smell nice. Please, you cannot just be coming like from work all sweaty.
Yeah, it's really sexy.
Very nice. I'm very attractive. I mean, if I was the level of likeness were like 20%. And you know, your perfume is, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like, to probably like triple, probably double.
I'm sure you know that the smell is, or if you don't know, then we are telling you today. That's like the best, not like the best, but one of the great points that you earn that night.
Yes, dear.
And for me, the home one, no.
Okay.
You can't come to my house, I can't come to your house on the first date. Because I don't know if you're a serial killer. You know, like in nowadays, in this world, it's a very scary world. So, what if you're a serial killer?
Please, what would you be attracted to a serial killer?
Please, that's what I'm saying. It's a crazy world these days. It's a scary world. So, you need to be careful. So, I don't know. Maybe you're able to hide it.
And you're a serial killer. People can really pretend.
You know those psychopaths. I don't know. Maybe you are one, so it has to be a common place. That's a common place where both of us, like, know, like me, I know where the place is, I know where to get there, I know how to get away from there, so that in case of any emergency, I will run and I know where I'll be passing. Yeah, so yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are there like questions that you'd want to ask on like your first date? Okay, let me say this, because I would want to know if you are like someone that likes to talk about issues, because I don't want maybe we have issues and then you are there ignoring me, giving me silent treatment, giving me attitude and things.
Yeah, I figure it's
so annoying. I mean, like, the key thing in a relationship should be communication. And if we're having issues, I mean, let's talk things out. We are two adults. We're having, or not when we're talking about it, and then you walk away. Like, am I talking to, like, a, I don't know,
a tree?
I mean, even if, like, we don't, maybe we have issues today, of course, like, you know how humans can be ego and all that. We don't talk about it probably that day, and then we're keeping manners. At least the next day, let's talk about things. Mm-hmm. Let's know, maybe we'll know what to do on, like, maybe the next time, because people get on your nerves, and then you have to know how to tackle those things. I mean, this is a relationship. This is not just like a normal day-to-day friendship thing. Then please, another one. Does madness run in your family?
Sprint. Marathon in your family.
I'm telling you, because I don't know, like, they're mad.
Key points. Necessity. You need to know.
Like, many are mad, but few are roaming.
Huh? So tell them.
So please, we have to know whether, you know, you have.
Yeah.
Maybe you need
Saying
to you
up
can
there.
Talk about it. Me, Sha, I'm a mental health advocate. If you say you need help, we'll help you find the help that you need. So, yeah.
Okay, so for me, I feel like on the first date, it's supposed to be easy going.
Yeah.
Let's just flow with each other. Let's see. Because that's actually where you get to see whether you guys have a connection. Yeah, in the way you guys have a conversation and everything. So let's just let it flow. Definitely, you have to ask questions. Yeah. So one, just don't talk too much about yourself, cause
I've had that experience. Wow. I was just there. Like, it was supposed to be a movie date. Sorry, I'm intruding. It was supposed to be a movie date, and then, like, this is normal. People would watch the movie and then have their conversation after the movie. And then, the movie was actually interesting. And I'm trying to watch the movie, and then you are tapping me. And then he was talking and was spitting on my face.
Oh,
Carol.
My gosh. She's traumatized, guys.
Yeah.
She is traumatized.
I need to see my face right now.
She's traumatized.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was the last day I saw that guy. Like,
definitely. That's the
I told him, like, when we came back, and I he dropped me at my place, because, like, he picked me up from my hostel and then everything. I told him, please, I'm not. I mean, this is not it.
This is not going to work. Okay,
fam.
No. Let's not waste that time.
So yeah. I don't know if I even said anything.
Your facial expression said it all.
Exactly. So
yeah. So just don't talk too much about yourself. Like, I'm usually like I'm not quiet, but like in the beginning, like stages of a conversation, I'm not really there. Was vocal, so probably need to pull me into the conversation. So if you're always talking about yourself, you're planning on talking about yourself the whole night, then we end up staring at each other's face, and that will be the night. So yeah, so definitely you have to involve me in the conversation. So that's one. You have to know how to involve me in the conversation. I'm not like saying I'll be sitting there waiting for you to involve me, but then you have to make an attempt to get it.
So we're going on, will I call this a commercial break?
We're going to end it for today.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to hear the rest of the gist, tune in, you know.
Same time next week.
Exactly.
To hear our lovely voices once again.
Yeah. Exactly. So expect, you know, more episodes, because we still have, you know, more content to work on.
My sister, you know, we have a lot more to share.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, quote of the week, there are 7 billion plus people on this planet, and there's no one like you. Remember that. Have an amazing week, guys. Love you all.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.